information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Mel, put down that Danish, or I'm going to put a brain pacemaker into your head, and that'll prevent you from eating any bad food ever again. This is Dr. Decker Weiss. Dr. Holly Lucille is off training our future physicians. We have Melanie Cole today. Put down the Danish, or I'm going to drill a hole in your head, and I'm going to put an electronic device.
Yikes, I'm putting it down. I wasn't even eating one to begin with, but I'm not going to now.
Melly, this is a very serious story. I am not making this up. And as a physician, it absolutely scares the daylights out of me. We are now in trials to put in a probe into the brain and have it literally is a brain pacemaker. These are the tools we need. And what it does is when you start to try and eat or not feel satisfied or you want to eat more, it will alter those signals. Basically, it's for weight loss. We are literally drilling holes in head weight loss. Now, listeners, brain pacemakers can be a great thing. We're going to eventually get most Parkinson's under control, neurological disorders, MS, where people can't walk, spinal problems, spina bifidus. We're going to be able to do great things with these implanted devices. No question about it. But my God, Melanie, for eating disorders?
Well, okay. So what about some of the eating disorders that are, you know, so severe that behavioral therapy, medications, locking them up, is that better if somebody's child is, you know, 23 years old and they're 90 pounds or 80 pounds? Then what do you do if all the rest of the things aren't working? Because some of these eating disorders, Dr. Weiss, can be fatal.
Yeah, they can. And you're right. I mean, these pacemakers are being looked at for everything from the anorexia to skinny end to the overeating. So both impulses is what they're looking at doing. Mel, number one, you're making an assumption that these will work. Okay, these probably won't work. But let's say that these devices do work. To me, it is the example or the epitome of an example of a medical system that does not know how to communicate, that does not know how to counsel, and that does not know how to teach lifestyle management. What we are talking about are mental health issues here. And if we are to the point where we're putting implanted devices in, number one, that means our medication models don't work, which I have said for years. The medications that we use for eating disorders, whether it be stimulants or antidepressants, they just don't work. Okay, I haven't seen them work, and our society's gotten heavier and heavier and heavier as that has gone along. But we're saying that, okay, the drugs don't work, let's implant a device. Almost like in cardiology, when we can't control certain arrhythmias, we'll implant a device and it's great. Man, it's great. These fire department and a chest devices that we have called AICDs, they're awesome and they save lives. Mel, we're abandoning a model of counseling and medication and all that stuff because that hasn't worked. And now we're looking at these devices. But me sitting as a naturopathic physician and a cardiologist, it's because that counseling and medication model was flawed to begin with. That's how we got in this mess. And I know that this is a personal issue because I hold nutrition dear to me and exercise and all these things. But my God, it is, people are going to go, yeah, well, I can always eat how I want, but if I don't, then I'll have them put this device in and then I'll be fine.
So you're saying it's really could become a slippery slope along the lines of bariatric surgery, do you think?
Yeah, but you know, in bariatric surgery, I actually, with the new technique where you can adjust it and all that stuff. When they're doing a bariatric surgeries where they cut out part of the stomach and the intestines, to me, this was a very, very bad idea. But the one now where they put, you know, the loop in.
Lap band.
And you can adjust it. Thank you, lap band. And they adjust it. I think there's a place for that. I do. Because again, the extreme obesity that they're doing with this is a mental health issue. And everybody feels better when they lose weight. You get their mind on their side, they do it. Yes, you can do it with diet and exercise. Absolutely, you can lose all the weight in the world with diet and exercise. Probably fixing hormones is the third piece. You need to do those three things. But on the other hand, I think that lap band has a place. this is way different. This is drilling a hole in your head, Mel. Yeah, I mean, and I think it's got to, we've got to turn around and we have to say to our practitioners out there, including you exercise physiologists, we need to change what we're doing because it's not working. We're not communicating effectively to the public.
So what would you like people to hear about this? What do you want people to do preventively? Because, I mean, we're both in preventive medicine, but then add to that, what if it's already happened?
Well, let's say that somebody's obese out there, and let's say they're 300 pounds overweight, and they feel desperate. And when they go to their doctor says, we've tried stimulants, we've tried these things, we've tried drugs, you don't have control over your behaviors. I mean, that's basically what is said to them. So we are going to have to step in surgically and try and force you to control your behaviors, either by drilling a hole in your head and pacing it, or by putting a band around your esophagus and top of your stomach and not letting enough food get down. What I think is that's the complete wrong message right there. That's the focal point. At that point, we need to be saying that what we have done is not work because we haven't empowered you. We haven't empowered you that there's a thin person inside there. That to be heavy and to feel this way is abnormal. It's a product of bad food, bad environment, and poor emotional status. And if you do a combination of counseling, eating, it is in there. I don't like the message, Mel. And now the message is going to be, hey, if the drugs and this stuff doesn't work, we'll just drill a hole in your head, we'll put in a device, and then we'll try that. And then there's going to be another device after that. And Mel, every time that we add a device or a surgery in, we are telling the patients, hey, this really isn't your fault. We're going to fix this way, or this really isn't this way. That's the way that these patients will interpret it. It's a disease. I can't get it under control. And boom, when it is all about managing your mind and your behaviors and your assets. And Mel, you know, as an exercise physiologist, some exercise physiologists can connect with people and get them to change their habits and do well, and others just tank it. We don't have enough of the good exercise physiologists out there to do this, to shift people's minds.
Well, now, so we're, you know, and this deep brain stimulation has also been used, Dr. Weiss, in Parkinson's disease, for the tremors, that sort of thing. So do you think, as far as eating disorders and even anorexia, bulimia, some of those on the opposite end of obesity, that these are also something that can be kind of prevented before they begin, or do you think they're deep-seated somewhere?
Well, I think that all weight loss has a mental emotional component. There's no question about it. All eating disorders do. What I think, though, is when you use these deep brain stimulation devices and things, these need to be reserved for diseases like Parkinson's, that when the drugs fail or we don't have technologies, that we can go in and give people some relief. And that's all it is relief. We don't stop the disease or anything. We're just giving them some relief. But taking that over to eating disorders, to me, is a very typical thing. Look, there's not a lot of money, let's face it, Mel, in putting devices in for Parkinson's. But if you put a device in for eating disorders, there's a lot of people with those. I mean, if you take the device industry and you only work with Parkinson's or MS, and all of a sudden you add in all the people with eating disorders, now you've gone from millions to multi-billions with these devices. But I'm telling you, Mel, it is medically unethical to be doing this.
Well, in just the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Weiss, wrap it up for us.
If you have an eating disorder, get a counselor who understands you, get to the gym, and get to Whole Foods. If you do those three things well, the thin person or the normal weight person is inside you. The happy person is inside you. Let it out. Get some help and let that happy, healthy person out. Believe me, it's in everybody, especially yourself.
It certainly is, and that was Dr. Decker Weiss on It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. It's right here on Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.